And a very, very, very good Monday morning to you, Western Oklahoma. Exploring Energy on the air on 96.5 KECO. Jared Atha filling in for Sean Wilson on this marvelous Monday. And I'll be with you, I think, on Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. So, Sean will be back on a Tuesday and Wednesday.
Better be.
He's just going to have to remind me because it's I usually draw a blank after I reset everything on the weekend. And boy, what a weekend it was.
Oh,
got some
man.
Rain out there. Waking up today to a beautiful fall-like.
Yeah, fall-like morning.
Morning. Official first day of fall, was that yesterday or Saturday?
Yesterday.
Well, my goodness, it sure felt like fall. I mean, right on schedule.
It did. I was tickled because I went out, ran wells. I managed to slip in before the rain set in.
Yeah. I don't know how we actually played a softball tournament this weekend and got all the games in. One game had a couple of rain delays, but we got them in.
It's because we didn't have anything just set in and stay.
It did not. It came in waves,
yeah.
Didn't it? I'll take it.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at rain totals, which we'll gladly do that during the show today. Of course, what we do today and every day on Exploring Energy, look at energy news, local news, statewide news,
and
countrywide.
Don't forget politics.
Well, you know, as it relates to energy, sure.
Well,
that's mine.
Not necessarily.
Well,
you know, we have a lot of opinions, and, you know, opinions sometimes stink. Ours sometimes stinks, but we say what we can. Yeah, the sirens are going.
You got breaking news. You usually have the intel on that.
The sirens are going up. They're checking out a fire alarm.
Okay. Well, hopefully that's just a
just the
tripped alarm. Yeah. Well, you know what my opinion is Meals on Wheels is a pretty dang good program here in Elk City.
And
all
is.
The communities that have Meals on Wheels, if you don't know what that is, it basically provides meals to the elderly and disabled who just can't get out and about.
Homebound.
That are homebound, exactly. Yep. Well, let's check out the menu for today's version of Meals on Wheels for September. Still September. Feels like fall. Feels like mid-October.
Yeah.
But I'll take it. September 23rd. Hey, this is a perfect meal for today's weather. Tomato soup and grilled cheese.
There you go. Yeah.
I love that.
This is a soup day.
It is a soup day. They'll have also potato chips and a brownie for dessert. Planning ahead, let's look at tomorrow. Ultimate Chicken. It's a... I'm not sure. I think the Ultimate Chicken will compete in the next Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Okay, that's a tough chicken.
It's a really tough chicken. No, I'm kidding. It's Ultimate Chicken Casserole, carrots, roll, and cake. That's tomorrow. Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street, 580-225-5821, right here in Elk City. You can volunteer to run a route. Very satisfying and fulfilling. I recommend you do that if you have time. It only takes your lunch break. That's really all it really takes. Get someone to help you, and it's a lot of fun. The only regret is you can't stop and talk to each person you're dropping a meal off to.
No, and unfortunately, a lot of those people, that's the only human contact they have during the day.
Right. So.
And so it's tough, yeah.
Yeah, but it is nice to deliver those meals, and man, this would be a week to volunteer to do it with the way the weather looks.
Yeah, it'd be
really,
cool.
Really nice. Quick, dining room hours, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Regular meals are just $7. Everything I just said right there, $7. That's a pretty good deal. Senior citizens, just $6. And everybody's welcome. All that money goes back into the program that helps out Meals on Wheels.
Speaking of meals, how about 66 to go?
Oh, talk about a great meal.
Yeah.
Any kind of meal.
Pizza. If you like pizza, you got to try their Meat Lovers. They even have gluten-free crust if you're dealing with that. Burgers, you can get a single or a double cheeseburger or mushroom Swiss burger with crispy fries and a cold drink because they have the best shaved ice in town. Oh, and ice cream. They feature the rich and creamy custard ice cream available in various flavors. And it says, why is custard ice cream different? Because it is. You got to try it. And I have tried it and tried multiple flavors and stuff that I didn't think I would care for. Ooh, still good. But I'm still hooked on that butter pecan. So bring the whole, you can bring the whole ball team on the way to the game or on the way home. 66 to go is open every day from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. Drive through or dine in. The location is on the west side of Elk City on old Route 66. You can't miss them. They're out there at what will you call the Y.
Yes.
And we have a new sponsor, ASCO, A-S-C-O, equipment here, 513 West 20th Street here in Elk City. If you're looking for heavy equipment for sale or rent in Oklahoma, or new or pre-owned construction equipment fits your needs and your budget, ASCO is a leading provider for the Oklahoma construction, agriculture, and energy sectors. They're a family-owned business that is operated on the core values of honoring God, develop people, pursue excellence, and grow profitability since 1960. They've been around 4 years. They've got locations all across the state. And if you need to have your equipment worked on, they're good for that. They deal with Case Construction, Case IH, Caterpillar. They have a lift truck line, Crown, Bobcat, Genie, Hitachi, JCB, JLG, Mitsubishi, Volvo, and several other lines, well-known and respected agricultural construction material handling. So for your equipment needs, get in touch with ASCO. And how about, we're still talking about food, Fred Steakhouse. It's home of the $4.99 chicken fried steak served daily. Hand-battered with country gravy and house-made mashed potatoes. Fred's has numerous side options available, along with fresh salads and soup of the day. Freshly baked rolls daily. Mm. And if you want chicken, they have grilled, barbecue, teriyaki, mushroom, Baja, and of course, fried chicken. They have seafood. They have salmon, grilled or fried shrimp, fish tacos, and they have catfish, freshwater fish. Have appetizers, wood chips. I love the wood chips. Mm. And the Rocky Mountain oysters. And cap your dining experience off with a fresh in-house made dessert. Fred's also has a full-service bar with your favorite cocktails, specialty drinks, wines, and ice cold beer. Fred's Steakhouse can host your event or cater your event located at 2107 South Main Street here in Elk City. Or give them a call at 243-2100. That's 243-2100. Open 7 days a week, 11 to 10.
Well, you know, we usually reserve weather towards the end of the hour, but, man.
You can do some rain totals.
Rain totals is what I got pulled up. The three-day rain totals. And the winner, and it seems like they're always the winner, is Cheyenne.
Yeah, it was wet up there.
Yeah, just over 2 inches of rain. Camargo in the same category. We got a little outside of our listening area, right on the fringe, but Arnett, right under 2.5 inches of rain.
Okay.
Now, more local, Elk City, 1.7.
We'll take it.
Eric, 1.6. Bessie, 1.4. So along I-40 there. Clinton area, 1.5. Weatherford, 1.1. Butler, 1.5. I say Butler and Foss Lake because they're right there. Pretty dang good drink of water right there in these past 3 days, although some would say, we need a lot more than that to get us out of any kind of drought.
We do.
Condition.
We need to fill the ponds and stuff, but, I mean, that's a good start.
Yes, we'll take it. Now, the statewide, man, if you watched the game on Saturday night, it looked like a beautiful night in Norman, but I think after the rain came in.
They had flood warnings from what I
understand. 4.7 inches of rain, and I don't think, now that's right there in that's where National Weather Service, there's an office there in Norman, so I would imagine that's pretty accurate. Yeah. But there are some, you could look at these maps, and there's the blues, and then it gets into the greens, and then it gets into the yellows. There's even some orange, which indicates about 5 inches of rain.
It's a lot of rain in one time.
Right there in that Cleveland County area, along the river there. So
yeah,
that's a lot of rain. But out here anyways, we would like that a little bit more spread out, those 4 inches, and spread it out everywhere and help us out. It certainly puts the pause on sowing wheat, I think, right now.
Yeah, it'll slow that down pretty quick. Yep. That's enough rain to wet the field for a while.
Yeah.
We'll depends on how bad the wind blows.
Yep.
Let's take a look at commodities. WTI crude on the NYMEX November exchange is up 12 cents to 71.12. Brent crude on the November ICE exchange is up 2 cents to 74.51. NYMEX natural gas for October is up 6 cents to $2.50. Come on. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX October exchange is down $1.15 to $202.49. That's good news, too. NYMEX heating oil for October up 38 to $216.53. Somebody has started feeling some cooler weather, I'm afraid.
Just like that, huh?
Yep, just like that. So there you have it. There's your commodities for this morning. It's time. Ooh, it's time for our first break.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at some energy news throughout the area. I might pick Butch's brain about a couple things that I've had on my mind energy-wise.
Uh-oh.
Put you on the spot. And much more. Keep it right here. It's Exploring Energy on 96.5 KECO.
Stay informed with the latest news from the energy industry with Sean and Butch on the Exploring Energy Show.
Buying or selling used equipment? Let Seller 7 be your destination for all your equipment and memorabilia needs. 7% commissions on the seller site. That's right. Quit paying 10 to 15%. 7% commissions on the seller site. Cost only on the buyer side. Lowest total rates in the industry. And you can list anything, anything. They'll sell it for you. Personalized service with a team of real people waiting to help you. Sounds stupid simple, but it is super effective. Visit www.seller7vip.com.
ASCO Equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO Equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
Back in 05, I came back from college. I was just starting on the fire department, got on volunteer there. Yep. Brandon's down there. He hired me. He wanted to have a full-time apprentice and a full-time journeyman to have a full-time crew to start this company going. So I told him, okay, let's go. I don't know anything about it. I didn't even know what a wire nut was when he threw it to me, but now I think I have an understanding. I worked full-time as a crew for Culver Electric until I got on in October of 06 full-time fire. If I had to imagine any other jobs, there's nothing any better than this. The way they treat you is family, and I'm not taking that lightly. It is family, every bit of it. No matter what it is, we can troubleshoot, we can overcome any obstacle, and that's what I love about it. They know what day we're coming, what we're working on. We have the parts ordered and ready for it. So everything from the office staff to people working in the field, everything flows smooth through that to help the customer base.
Allow Mark Chester and the Culver team to provide you with exceptional service and attention to detail. Culver Electric, proudly serving Western Oklahoma for 20 years.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if you're a farmer and need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413, 821-4413.
Are you putting enough money aside for college? Have questions? Call Justin Cook at Edward Jones, 580-225-6545.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Sean out on assignment. And that is a little white ball assignment. Jared's sitting in for Sean. That encouraging laugh you heard was my man Butch.
Yeah.
Who I was a little nervous yesterday. I was like, man, I hope Butch is with me today.
I'm here.
Because I might have to figure something else out with this show. I've done this show
you
by myself.
You might have a rerun.
Oh, well, not even that. I thought
previous show.
I know... our friends on our sister station, the Sports Animal, sometimes they'll do like the best of the morning animals. Well, I can go find some really good interviews you guys have conducted and just replay them or something like that. I don't know.
Yep.
But I don't have to worry about that because you're here. Thanks for being here.
Sean is probably running around up there with Dewey Bartlett Jr. and all of that.
Can we say where he's at? Can you say? I knew it was radio related when I pulled up and one of the company vehicles was gone.
Yeah.
His truck's here. I'm like, okay, this isn't a personal matter. He didn't tell me why he was leaving. He just said, hey, I'm not going to be here Monday. Can you cover? I said, no problem. I usually don't. It's none of my business. hey, where are you going? Could be personal. It's none of my business. But now it is because it's a company. Now he took the company car,
yeah,
so it's my business.
And it, what it is the independent producers have their meet and greet, and they take care of a little business, but they also have a golf tournament. And Dewey Bartlett Jr., who we have on once a month, was chairman of that. I think they may have changed by now. I'm not sure. But anyway, Sean goes up and keeps his thumb on the pulse of what's going on there and gets to meet some of the people. Of course, there'll be a lot of state government people there that are part of that. And get, so he's hobnobbing. Speaking of hobnobbing, how about buying and selling used equipment? Let Seller 7 be your destination for all your equipment and memorabilia needs. Have 7% commissions, and that's on the buyer's side. Personalized service, team of real people waiting to help you. List anything, and they'll sell it for you. They have the three S's: sales, service, and selection. Seller 7 has the best rates, real people, personal service, and you can buy and sell anything. Sounds simple, stupid, but it's super effective. Why pay 10 to 15 points when you sell your stuff at 7%? Visit www.seller, S-E-L-L-E-R, numeral 7, VIP.com, and see how just how easy it is to pocket the extra cash, or give them a call at 432-294-6991. That's 432-294-6991. American Hose and Supply. They can fix you up. It might be tomorrow, it might be 6 weeks, but you're going to need hoses. If it's an emergency, they'll take care of you as quickly as they can, and have them supply you ahead of time. You can have hoses made ahead of time, so you've got them when you need them. That's American Hose and Supply inside the Camrock Building, next to Fred's Steakhouse. Give Bob Maddox a call at 821-4413. That's 821-4413.
So that's a win-win. You go over there, get your supply, go get yourself a chicken fried steak.
Yeah. If you have minerals and royalties you need help, then call David Allen Guest. David's been managing minerals and royalties for himself and others for nearly 40 years. That's a complicated process that's ever-changing, so David has the experience to help you navigate through every aspect of it. David is truly a man of integrity, and man, you'll be glad you did business with, and I can attest to that. I know the man personally, a wonderful human being. And if you find yourself in a situation to sell, David's also a buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. Call David A. Guest today. He's a certified minerals manager at 405-341-8698. It's 405-341-8698. And DCP Services is a diversified oil field company that offers right services with right people on the job. Whether it's the roustabouts, lease operators, wireline, pump repair shop, or their supply store, the pipe, valves, and fittings for pipeline processing and production. It's located at 722 North Van Buren here in Elk City. Call the parts hound, Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. That's 339-1773. And you can find DCP Services on Facebook or call Jeff Davis at 580-660-0501.
Well, I'm sure you guys talked about that earthquake down around in the Permian Basin.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, last week, week and a half ago? Well, the Texas Railroad Commission wasted a little time in starting an investigation into whether oil and gas operations and wastewater disposal wells were linked to last week's 5.1 magnitude earthquake that rattled that area. We knew that was coming, right?
Yep.
The quake was centered about 28 miles north of Midland, and it was one of the strongest recorded in Texas history. The Railroad Commission of Texas, the governmental agency tasked with overseeing oil and gas production in the state. Why is that?
Railroad Commission?
Why are they tasked with overseeing oil
they
and gas?
They are the same as the OCC here in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission.
Okay.
It's just in Texas, it's a Railroad Commission.
Okay. Well, they're investigating the 5.1 quake that rattled much of West Texas on Monday night for any connection to produced water disposal wells related to the petroleum extraction. The commission said in a statement to the Avalanche Journal, that's out of Lubbock, on Wednesday, the agency is looking at the quake that originated 20... Why are they repeating themselves over and over again? quake was one of more than 50 earthquakes that have struck Martin and the surrounding counties in the last 7 days, but that one was the biggest one.
There you go.
So they're looking into it. Hadn't seen any reports of damage or anything, I'm sure. Someone's wall was
some minor damage stuff, shaking off shells.
5.1, you're going to feel it. I have a friend down there, and I saw a, of course, what do? Anytime something happens, significant or non-significant, we post it.
Yeah.
And she posted it. She said, man, I thought I was having a dizzy spell. Turns out it was an earthquake.
There you go. Well, at least she, you know, not drunk or anything.
No, she probably relieved it was an earthquake. Yeah.
Speaking of investigations, a release posted on the City of Deer Park's X page on September 19th revealed that on the day the Deer Park Police Department removed a vehicle associated with a fire at a pipeline owned by Energy Transfer. Once removed, Harris County medical examiners were able to process the vehicle, the release said, adding that during the processing, they were able to recover and remove human remains.
Mm.
They will now begin working through the identification process, which will take some time. This has developed into a criminal investigation and will be actively ongoing until further information is available. And as we all know, with that Deer Park, they had a vehicle strike a pipeline valve, had an ensuing fire, and of course it was a liquids transfer pipeline. And they're saying right now that pollution control is watching over it. The Texas Department of Energy Management has been in the area this week. They're all checking to make sure that there's no other problems with what's going on there. They have it under control. The cities of Deer Park and LaPorte, as well as Energy Transfer, continue to assist residents and businesses with access, impacting homeowners who are unable to return to their homes or being provided lodging at area hotels because they've evacuated the area. But anyway, this investigation is going to go on. We're going to figure out if this was accidental or if it was intentional.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's weird to say this. Hopefully, it was a tragic accident. Hopefully, that was not intentional.
Hopefully, you know, something along the lines of heart attack or something, just lost control of the vehicle, or that it was not intentional.
Right. Butch, I've noticed gas prices have dropped at the pump. I don't know if I want to say significantly, but enough to get a lot of people's attention. Now, some would say yay. Some go, especially those like yourself who work in the energy industry. What's that mean?
Well, basically what it means is with the economy and stuff like it's been, there's just not a lot of travel going on.
No.
People are not taking the trips and stuff they normally would. China is kind of tamp down what's going on there. There's not a lot of moves. So what's happened as the refineries geared up for summer driving, making fuel, we ended up with more fuel than we were actually using. So in the process, we have more supply than demand. And that's what's brought the price down. It's nothing that the White House has done. It's nothing that Biden or Harris has done.
That's the first thing I think of is it is a or an election year. Is this a political thing to go, hey, look, we lowered gas prices under our administration.
Trust me, they'll take credit for it. But it has nothing to do with them. It's just the fact that the economies in the country, European nations and Asian nations and even our own, is at a point where people just aren't spending the money. I mean, they're having trouble buying groceries, having trouble paying their mortgage payments. They're having trouble with everything on a day-to-day basis, and they're not going to spend extra money, you know, spend money on gas to travel when they're not even sure if they can feed themselves in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. So what it's done is caused a glut in gasoline stocks.
Well, the lowest in Oklahoma, according to Gas Buddy, is in the Yukon area. It's at a Love's Country Store, Love Convenience Store on West Main Street. It's at 241.
Hmm. That's good.
That's pretty good. I don't know where the most expensive is. I'm not going to tell you because why would you want to know that?
Yeah. It's not like you're going to drive there to get gas.
Yeah. Here locally in Elk City, the lowest is at 264. Mm-hmm. Also at our friendly neighborhood Loves.
Yeah.
Both of them, as a matter of fact. And, you know, 264 is about the average here in Elk City and the surrounding area. So, 241, the lowest. I mean, I don't mind that.
No. No.
As to where it was. And it makes a good point. You're past the summer driving season. Not a lot of people are hitting the road right now.
No, like I said, they're not going to, with the economy like it is, and like I said, everybody's struggling to make ends meet, they're not going to buy extra.
Not at all. Nope. All right, already. Wow, halfway through the hour. Let's take a break, come back. We'll have more energy news for you and interesting tidbits throughout the energy world. Coming up, it's Exploring Energy on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
You ever notice how you start talking about something, the next thing you know, it pops up on Facebook? Yeah, that's what they call targeted advertising. A bit spooky, huh? At Paragon Digital Advertising, we're your digital connection to advertise your business. Now, we're not going to make it where advertising follows you in weird kind of ways, but we will be able to get your business out there online. If you need a new website or an update to your website, how about social media management, email marketing, Facebook and Instagram ads, YouTube and Google advertising? We can help you get it started and manage it all for you. We just need a little bit of information about your business to get you started. All you have to do is call Nathan Brewer, Sean Wilson, Randy Britton, Kim Jordan, or Jaden McKay. Advertise your business across the web and get it on people's phones. With Paragon Communications, call 225-9696. We'll have your business in front of thousands of people in no time. Call us at Paragon Digital Advertising, 580-225-9696.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413, 821-4413.
Hi, I'm Mike Rowe, and it never fails. Every time I visit this state and talk to the folks in the energy business, I learn something world-changing. The technology here is bleeding edge, and so is the focus on the environment. As for the people, they're among the smartest, most innovative, most talented workers I've ever had the pleasure of meeting anywhere. They're busy keeping our modern life going. Not a bad career choice, if you ask me. See their stories at oerb.com/micro.
Hungry? Looking for a place with a little bit of everything? Fred's Steakhouse is your destination. Steaks are fresh, USDA-grade beef, hand-cut daily. Try the hand-battered chicken-fried steak served with those house-made mashed potatoes and gravy for only $4.99. Chicken or seafood, salads or soups, fresh baked rolls. Top off your dining experience with freshly made desserts. You can also enjoy a full-service bar with cocktails, wines, and cold beer. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. or call 243-2100. Order online with the Chow Now app. It's Fred Steakhouse, 2107 South Main in Elk City.
If your computer won't go, call an ITL Pro. Innovative technology, 243-1559. Online at ITLPros.com.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Welcome back. Exploring Energy on 96.5 KECO. Jared Atha filling in for Sean today. Butch Black helping me out. Much appreciated, Butch, helping me out today. Man, look at these local temperatures in the area. We'll jump in and check out your forecast, which you're going to like for this week.
Yes.
You're going to love it. But locally right now, the temperatures are awesome. Like, it's that time of year you don't know how to dress for. You have to dress like in layers, because by the afternoon, it's going to be like gorgeous, but it's not going to be hoodie weather. But right now, it's kind of hoodie weather, as my kids would call it. It's 55 right now in Elk City. It's 56 in Clinton. 55 at Butler, 52 in Cheyenne. And then outside of our listening area, I always love it up there when I look around the Beaver area or Slap Out. I mean, it's below 50. It's like 47.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Well, that's good because there were a few times that they were in the hundreds when we weren't. So
no, yeah.
They're making up for it now.
Now, I say I like this weather. I like it not being 100,
yeah,
you know, every single day. But if you know me, and my wife's probably listening going, what are you talking about, Jared? You love the summer. And I do love the summer. I love the beach and all that. But I like a little break. But I hate the – like, I like this, but I hate when it's freezing cold where my ears hurt if you flick them, you know, or I can't stand that. The freezing cold and then wind chill.
Yeah.
When my weatherman starts dropping in wind chill factors in their vernacular,
yeah,
that's when I get a little irritated. But I'll take this type of weather.
I run hot. I mean, I just my body. I run hot. So when you talk about hoodie weather, to me, hoodie weather is about 32.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I'll put a hoodie on. The rest of the time, I'll wear a long sleeve shirt. But I can deal with the cold at my age better than I can the heat.
Yeah.
So it's not that I like winter, but I can deal with it better.
Yeah.
I can always put on more clothes. But
that's true.
With coworkers, they really get snarky when you start removing clothes.
Butch, put your shirt on.
Yeah. Quit that. Hey, let's talk about solar. Sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. They are with the OERB, the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, and they have a complete list of you can get upcoming educational opportunities. They just got all kinds of neat stuff going on. And these educational opportunities are neat deals. They got one coming up October 23rd. Which is today.
That's today.
So it's too late for this one, but that's an SPCC training. Got one coming up October 29th. It's Explorobot handheld methane detector. Now, of course, after all this stuff that's taking place in Palestine, I'm not sure I want anything that's handheld.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway.
Well, I mean, you're not a part of a terrorist organization.
That's true.
Okay.
But Explorobot's laser OGI sensor and software help to detect and verify emissions repairs. I think that'll be a neat meeting to sit in on. It's on October 29th at 11 a.m. It's a Zoom meeting, but you have to be registered by October 28th, the end of the day on October 28th, to be able to get in on it. And we don't want to forget that as of October 10th, at the Bennett Event Center here at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., is the Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas Expo. It's the largest industry event in the state, celebrating the innovations, technologies, and people who are producing resources that fuel our modern world. And we also don't want to forget that there's a barbecue lunch and a barbecue cook-off. We've got all these guys that cook on location that have those cook trailers that put a lot of professional kitchens to shame. And they're out there, and they're always looking for something new and innovative to cook. And I guarantee you, if you go away from here at dinner time hungry, it's your own fault. The expo brings together tried and true companies and the latest innovations in oil field technologies. Exhibitors include 250 companies, and that's 250 plus, from small local businesses to large international service companies. And they include all facets of the industry. Over 3,000 people expected to attend, and I think it'll be way bigger than that. And that's on October 10th. Now, on the 9th, they have the John C. Godwin Memorial Golf Tournament in Lincoln Park. And if you want to be a part of that and don't have a team, that's not a big deal. Just contact them. They will find a team to put you with, and you can still play the tournament. They got a new addition this year that they haven't had before. It's a new Prospect Fair. And Prospect Fair will feature an innovative array of exhibitors, including geoscientists, engineers, landmen, operators, working interest owners, and royalty owners. Companies will showcase diverse offerings from groundbreaking geological concepts to comprehensive company sales. The prospect fair is an opportunity to see and consider geological propositions, production packages, non-operating working interests, leaseholds, mineral interests, and much more. And if you are looking for investors in a project, this is the place to be.
Great.
Well,
what you got?
The House vote, the American Petroleum Institute, the API, released a statement from Executive Vice President Chief Advocacy Officer Amanda Eversole, applauding the U.S. House of Representatives for protecting American consumers by passing a resolution to prevent EPA's light and medium-duty tailpipe emissions rule from being implemented. EPA exceeded its authority by imposing a vehicle mandate that takes choices away from American consumers. Today's House vote is an important first step to restore the ability of all Americans to select the car or truck that best fits their budget and lifestyle. We thank Republican James for his, or Representative James, pardon me, for his leadership in rolling back this extreme mandate that is both out of step with consumers' want and makes the U.S. more independent on foreign suppliers. We urge the Senate to consider the resolution as soon as possible. So, the House has already ruled it and passed it, so it's up to the Senate now. But I go along with API. I agree with it. It was overstepping their bounds. It was not all-inclusive. And it's pushing an agenda that the American people don't necessarily want. So, hats off to them.
Yes. Okay, where am I tapping? There we go. The Southeast Oklahoma Power Corporation has reapplied to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or better known as FERC, for permission to build and operate a 1,200-megawatt closed-loop pumps storage hydroelectric power plant along the Kiamachi River in Pushmataha County. The projected output of the Power Corporation's proposed power plant is more than double the entire maximum production from the hydroelectric power plants on lakes managed by the Tulsa District U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. One of note is Grand Lake. The Tulsa District U.S. Army Corps of Engineers operates and maintains 8 hydroelectric power plants that contain a total of 22 units that have a generating capacity of 584 megawatts of power. 7 of the plants are located in eastern Oklahoma. I mentioned Grand Lake. There's Keystone, Tin Killer, Fort Gibson, Eufaula, Broken Bow, Weber's Falls Lock and Dam, and the Robert S. Kerr Lock and Dam, amongst others. Power from the SEOPC's proposed facility would be transmitted to an electric substation at Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
I always pause. Via 100-mile-long high-voltage line extending through 2 Oklahoma counties and 2 Texas counties. A pump storage hydroelectric system produces electricity the same way a dam's powerhouse does, using generators that are driven by water-propelled turbines. Mm. I think we knew that.
Yeah.
The difference in that a self-contained closed-loop system, such as that proposed, doesn't depend on a constant flow of water to operate. Instead, it makes electricity by releasing water that flows downhill through the powerhouse generator turbines from a reservoir that's located at a higher elevation. After passing through the powerhouse, the water is captured in a lower reservoir where it is stored until the system operator pumps the water back to the upper reservoir for another release. Makes sense.
Do they generate their own electricity to pump it back?
Pump it up, drop it down, pump it up, drop it down. Huh. I can honestly say I've never heard of that. The operator sells the power generated by the system into the electric grid for a high price at times when a grid operator needs the energy to keep its power levels constant. Although pumping the water back to the upper reservoir requires electricity, that step occurs at the time when the power costs less. I'm just racking my brain. Do they use their own electricity to pump it back up?
They would just about have to.
The corporation's hydroelectric power plant would be constructed approximately 5 miles south of Tallahena. Which I've been through, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked down there for a while. Don't want to go back.
It is a little backwoodish.
Well, I'm just an open air, open lands kind of guy.
Oh, totally. Yeah, driving.
You can't see a quarter of a mile any direction.
Driving through, look, that's a beautiful, like, I'm with you.
It's a beautiful
area, country. I love going down there.
I love visiting.
Thinking about taking my fall break down there, you know? But it's just driving. It gives me a little high anxiety when you're going around the turns and there's just trees and that's it. I like to see a few miles ahead of me.
Yeah.
Know what's coming or where I've been behind me.
Or at least see the dust cloud.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we can take a break. And
let's take a break and we'll come back with the mop-up section.
Let's do it. All right. We'll do that. We'll check in on a forecast for today. And why not? Let's look ahead the rest of the week because we're pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
And we'll wrap up with some more energy news coming up. It is Exploring Energy on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
Hey, Nate, where'd you have lunch today?
What do you think, man? I found Janice at her new place.
Janice's Cafe?
Yeah.
Man, one of my favorite things out there is a mushroom Swiss burger. You ever had one of those?
I think so, but remind me, what's on one of those?
You know, mushroom and Swiss and burger. And it's all from Janice. Janice makes one of the biggest, juiciest burgers out there. And it just right when you bite into it, all that runs down your mouth, all juicy. You just can't beat it.
Now, she's in the old Billy Sims location.
Right next to Arby's, out there by the movie theater.
It's pretty lighthearted atmosphere. Everybody seems happy. It's pretty loose and laid back.
I like to walk in and just seat myself. That's what we do. She just goes, hey, sit where you want, hon. You know, Janice decided to open up a little bit longer because she's going to serve more people. She's going to be open from 6 a. to 9 p., 7 days a week, every day, all the time.
A to P, what does that mean?
Let's get it together, Nathan. Here we go. 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Janice's Cafe is in the old Billy Sims building on the south side of Elk City.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough. Oilfield companies, they need it as long as we give them a fair price. Hey, let's go. Farmers, they're pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils, you know, windshield washers, all your shop towels, hand wash stuff, you know, any type of stuff like that. Anything for like a maintenance shop or something like that where you're doing maintenance work. Just getting everything else that we can to make us a one-stop shop. And if we don't have it there, we're going to get it for you somehow or another. And it's not going to take 2 weeks to get it. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. I'm Ronnie Redd. Myself, Brock Kalk, and Casey Miller are your owners at Camrock. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
I'm Kix Brooks, and I'll be counting down your top 30 songs in country music this weekend. My guests this week will be Dylan Marlowe, Sam Hunt, and Luke Bryan.
Love You, Miss You, Mean It really makes you feel good about where the album's going and feels like the single to build an album around.
Love You, Miss You, Mean It, baby.
That's this weekend on American Country Countdown.
American Country Countdown.
You get a cup of coffee, you walk up to the cashier to pay, and there it is, a world of possibilities right there at your fingertips. The Penny News, our free gift to you.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
All right, welcome back. Exploring Energy on 96.5 KUCO. Wrapping it up for your Monday, September 23rd. Beautiful, beautiful Monday out there. Jared Atha filling in for Sean Wilson today. Butch Black, as always, helping me out. Unless you're called out for what you have to do. We're glad you're here with us today.
It's nice to be here on this beautiful morning.
How about it? So, you got a forecast for us?
I do. But first of all, every mechanic shop needs supplies on hand, lots of supplies, so buy in bulk. You save time by keeping supplies on hand, and you save money in the long run by paying less per unit, unless when you go to Camrock Supply. Time and money. They'd like to save you both. If you need it for a mechanic shop, get it at Camrock Supply, next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. You can go online to camrocksupply.com and see what all they've got, but go see them. And if this hour's weather forecast is brought to you by Carter Electric. If your power goes out at midnight, you can call Carter Electric. That's because they provide 24-hour emergency service. Want to make sure the power stays on regardless of the weather? Carter Electric is an authorized Generac generator dealer. And do you know Curvin and Mary Oregon? Yep, I do. They're the ones who will help you see the light of day, even at night. They own Carter Electric. A lot of electric work goes on overhead, so Carter Electric has the pole trucks and man lifts to get way up high if there's a problem up there. They're licensed, insured, trusted. That's Carter Electric. Give them a call at 225-2447. It's 225-2447. And this hour's weather forecast is brought to you as a service of Carter Electric.
All right, what's it look like?
It's 55 degrees outside. Humidity is at 90%. Winds are northwest at 10. Dew points at 52. Today, sunny with a high near 76. North-northwest winds 5 to 8. Tuesday, we have a slight chance of showers between 1 and 4, about a 20% chance. Mostly sunny with a high near 84. Light and variable winds. Got a 20% chance Tuesday night. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81. North-northeast winds 6 to 9. Thursday, sunny with a high near 78. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. That's getting pretty good. 85 is going to be our high for the week.
I'll take that.
Any day.
Any day. Right, I'm just trying to get all my stuff in order here.
Well,
probably should have done that during the break. And for those who just tuned in, you're probably wondering, what about rain totals over the weekend? Rain totals, we kind of hit that at the top, but worth talking about again. Elk City at about 1.6. Cheyenne, just over 2 inches of rain. Filling up the lake at Foss Lake, 1.5 inches of rain. This is their 3-day totals, so that would be yesterday, Saturday. That covers it all. Covers the rain event. Camargo, just over 2 inches of rain. Putnam, just over 2 inches of rain. But you go down south, Mangum, barely 0.5 inches, not even there yet. Hobart, just under 1 inch. So there's kind of the break off right there was, well, really the Beckham County line going into the Greer County line.
Ooh,
Washtenaw County line, Kiowa County didn't get much, but Washtenaw County did. Kind of a kick in the teeth if you think about it, like, oh, they're getting it right there and we're not. But they got something, and
they're kind of in the drought.
Yeah, which is pretty typical Southwest Oklahoma. But always pray for rain. But hey, we got some, so not complaining too much. 57 right now outside the KECO studios. 56 in Clinton. It's 55 in Putnam. 59 in Hobart.
There you go. You know, tankers carrying Russian oil are still conducting cargo switches with other vessels off Greece's south coast, despite Greek military drills aimed at deterring such activities. The supertanker Alma is receiving crude from smaller tanker Cigar Violet in a narrow channel located between two areas near the country's Laconian Gulf, where military drills have taken place since May, according to ship tracking data compiled by Bloomberg. Cigar Violet is loaded with about 730,000 barrels of Russia's flagship Urals crude. The Gulf was at one point a hotspot for ship-to-ship transfers of Russian oil carried by aging tankers. The Greek government has indicated the drills, which will continue until November, are designed to stop risky transfers of cargo that the world's shipping watchdog had said pose a threat to maritime safety. Ship-to-ship transfers of Russian oil are part of efforts to help Moscow get its oil to the market. The Greek Navy drills have significantly reduced cargo switches, but here's one that everybody knows about that they're not stopping. So I'm just wondering just how effective that really is. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well. All right. Questions are being raised about the ethics of State Representative Justin Humphrey and his profiting from a proposed huge solar farm in southeast Oklahoma. The 5,000-acre solar project is proposed by Ørsted, a Denmark company. I'm trying to get some details on this. It's really just a headline. In late July, Representative Humphrey pop-ups. Representative Humphrey met with about a dozen landowners in Daisy, a small unincorporated town in southeast Oklahoma, to discuss a deal. In a recording of what was supposed to be a private meeting, oh, that's a no-no. Yeah. The Republican from Lane told the men he summoned that he had received a call from a company guy named Bruce, and Bruce came with an offer. So here's where we're at, Humphrey starts. They want to put together about 5,000 acres out here to put a solar farm. He presently wants to lease acreage for $800 an acre. This is a quote from Humphrey. He explains that the lease could last up to 50 years and that the deal also includes a biannual 2% increase to the monthly payment. But before going any further, Humphrey wanted to say something right up front. Quote, me and my brothers, we got skin in the game, end quote. We've got land in this as well, so I'm not here to try to talk you in or out. Humphrey's disclaimer acknowledges something he doesn't have to say outright, but that everyone at the meeting knows he's an elected official.
At least he's
being kind of upfront about it.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
No one officially, I don't think, has asked him, like, I say official media, to put him on record.
Yeah.
So I'm reserving judgment until somebody asks him about it.
There you go.
I'm reading this from, I won't source it.
Yeah.
It's just that got you media. They think they got something when, like I just said, go ask him.
Yeah.
Just go ask him.
Up front. See what he says. Well, the market's in a good mood today. AP is up 30 to 102.45. Apache's up 59 to 25.67. Chesapeake is up $1.94 to 80.40. Champion X is up 35 to 30.89. ConocoPhillips is up 86 to 110.73. Devon's up 39 to 41.18. GE is up $1.82 to 189.31. Halliburton's up 52 to 29.99. H&P's up 63 to 33.25. Liberty Oilfield's up 39, 21.31. OG&E's up 12 to 40.83. One Oak is up 88 to 94.85. Oxy Petroleum's up 94 to 52.58. Pan Am Minerals is down 2 pennies to $3.42. Phillips 66 is up $1.31 to 131.28. Sandridge is up 17 to 12.39. Schlumberger is up 57 to 42.98. And the Williams Company is up 35 to 45.73.
And I'm dropping the ball. I got that.
You got it?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. WTI at 71.30. That's up 26 cents. Brent crude at 73.98. Up 27 cents. Natural gas is down a couple pennies at 2.50.
Sweet. So that pretty much.
There you go. Okay.
It. I'm glad. It's good to see natural gas up 250. I'd a lot rather see it up around 450 or 5. But
well, of course.
And unfortunately, I mean, it's tough on the consumer when it gets up around that price, but it's not as tough as what oil prices have jumped and around and stuff. And, you know, if it increases the economy in the process, it kind of makes it worthwhile. But we'll see what happens because, I mean, you look at the Asian countries and they're paying $13 to $14 per million BTU. So, you know, there's quite a difference between the two. So
yeah.
I'm trying to use big words that I can't.
Oh, I do that all the time. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Butch, thanks for hanging out with me today.
Thanks for coming in.
From what I understand, Sean will be back with you tomorrow and Wednesday.
Don't threaten me.
And then I think I'm back with you on Thursday and Friday.
Cool.
Hopefully you're with me. I appreciate you always helping me out. That's going to do it for us. Big thank you to everybody for tuning on in. Coming up, we got some music, then Tradio at 10. We have Today in Ag at noon, Backroads at 3, and music all in between and throughout the day. You've been listening to Exploring Energy on 96.5 KECO. Have a wonderful day, everybody.